Well, it's better than throwing spitballs at each other in a negotiation. But let's face it, the ideological and philosophical differences between these two parties, these two outlooks of how to govern the country, and particularly the fiscal matters, are so deep and so intractable that just being Mr. Nice Guy is not going to solve a thing. Look at the Paul Ryan budget that came out yesterday. Tough in the House of Representatives. Cut Medicare. Let's do away with Obamacare. Not raise a penny of revenue. And the Democrats are fashioning a budget in the Senate saying, no, let's raise a lot of new revenue, taxes, and let's spend more money. And how do you put that together just because you smile?
In normal times, though, wouldn't this just be seen as bargaining positions?
Yes, yes. The opening positions are always outrageous. You know, we demand $1 million an hour, and the other side says we're cutting you to 5 cents. And then you make a deal somewhere in the middle of those outrageousness. But this is not a normal situation. For years now, we've had these two parties growing farther and farther apart. Instead of just differing and thinking the other guy's wrong, but we'll make a deal, the other guy is not only wrong, he's un-American. And that doesn't augur well for a deal at all.
One of the other things your colleague George Stephanopoulos asked the president was about the cancellation of White House tours. Is that just grandstanding?
Well, it's making the point. It's kind of slapping, no matter how the president tries to explain it, in the Republicans' face, saying, okay, take that, because your constituents come to Washington and say, we'd like to go to the White House. And in normal times, you say, of course, I can arrange it. I'm Mr. Big. Well, you ain't going to arrange it. They can go to the Arboretum if they want to. And that's a minor thing, but it's part of the jockeying.